This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Gracious God, as we stand in this post-ascension time before the coming of your Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that that Spirit is with us even now. Open the eyes of our hearts and our minds to be ever attentive to that Spirit's working in our world, transforming our lives unto you. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Some 16 years ago, we started a tradition at this picnic mass to have one of our graduating seniors address the congregation. Amy Erickson, now Amy Erickson Thomas, was the first of those, has gone on to a wonderful married life and career in New York City. As I look out, I know Shannon, our youth minister, is in that mix. I know that Charlotte Garant would be here if she could. She delivered that particular sermon that year with Kristen Call Wegner, who's here today, and many other wonderful people who have given us a word. It is my honor for this year's senior sermon to introduce Mr. Gregory Warnicke.
Hey everyone, my name is Greg, and I've been a part of the St. Joseph's community since I was about 10 years old. My family came to this church after we moved to Boca in 2010. We came from an Episcopal church in Fort Myers, Florida called Iona Hope, and we were looking for a church that would mean as much to us as the one we had come from. My mom found St. Joe's and encouraged us to go to the 9:30 services every couple of Sundays. Waking up early on one of my two precious weekend days just to wear uncomfortable clothes and follow a bulletin with words like "Thy and Almighty" did not appeal to the mind of a 10-year-old. But it meant a lot to my mom, and frankly, sitting in an empty house for 2 hours while I waited for them to come home wasn't worth disappointing her. Needless to say, this church has become more and more important to me throughout my childhood, even if it took some maturation for me to realize it. As an elementary schooler, I attended vacation church camp during the summers, and I started to develop an attachment to the campers and staff members I made friends with. VCC was something I would look forward to at the beginning of every summer, and I quickly associated it with the beginning of summer vacation and freedom from the shackles of elementary education. While in fifth grade, I remember telling my mom I wanted to play guitar because I had seen a character on a Disney Channel sitcom shred a guitar solo and fantasized about it. After getting a miniature electric guitar from my mom and uncle, I was on my way to becoming a musician, except I had absolutely no idea how a guitar worked or what to do with my fingers. My miniature red Fender guitar and amplifier sat in the corner of my room collecting dust until the day my mom told me that the person who led the youth band at church was willing to give me guitar lessons. The gentleman's name was Mike, and he started me with some very beginner guitar concepts and eventually had me start playing guitar in the youth band once I became a middle schooler. I was playing single notes while the experienced older musicians were carrying the tunes we hear every unplugged service. At some point, Mike left St. Joseph's, and this mysterious man who everyone seemed to know and love took his place. His name was Charles Milling, and though I didn't know it at the time, he would become one of the most important role models and soul brothers that I could ever have the privilege to share my time on earth with. Charles welcomed me with open arms into the loving community of the youth band, and before saying a single word about the guitar, he taught me what it meant to be a musician. This meant greeting every person in the room with a warm handshake or fist bump and saying goodbye at the end of every rehearsal. It meant actively listening to the highs and lows of the week and to every musician in the room. And most importantly, it meant being a kind person. These lessons have become pillars in my life, and now I aim to bring every person I meet the sort of warm kindness that Charles Milling has spent the past 6 years modeling for me every day. As a guitar player, I went from sitting back and just trying to keep up with the band to understanding the way my playing added to it and soloing throughout different parts of the songs we play. Music has become something I'm deeply passionate about and something that makes me feel confident, purposeful, and fulfilled. The youth group here at St. Joe's makes a bus trip twice a year to Hendersonville, North Carolina for a youth conference at a sacred place called Canuga. I look forward to going for a week again this summer after BCC so I can recharge my battery and gain the tools I need to get through all that comes my way this coming year. I was privileged to participate in making a video about SYP with Live Hymnal and my fellow campers last year. I would like to share it with you now. You may see some familiar faces in this video. Thank you for supporting us on this journey, and we're very grateful.
I'm accepted for the human being that I am, and I love being here. It's just amazing. So that's what keeps me coming back here to SYP.
To the SYP community is that it provides me such a safe place to be myself.
I really love how accepting everybody is and like just how how comfortable I feel here.
From SYP or Winterlight or any of these conferences, I feel like I can go back into my life with a renewed sense that God has a plan for me, a purpose for me, and that I'm doing a pretty good job in my life.
SYP has been just a unique community and an amazing experience. I'm extremely happy that I got to come and experience this.
For me, SYP is about love, acceptance, and inclusion.
The welcoming arms of the St. Joe's youth leadership and volunteers, Shannon and Nick Zalewski, the youth band, the amazing group of kids that came up through St. Joseph's with me, and the entire community at St. Joe's make me feel important and special, and I am incredibly lucky to have such wonderful role models here at this amazing church. Brother Charles, with his open heart and wisdom and love, Father Marty, with his powerful outlook on the world and faith itself, Reverend Wendy, with her overflowing well of unconditional love and ground-shaking optimism, and every single adult and child in this church today and all throughout the community of St. Joe's, have created a space where kids just like me are saturated with the colors of God's love and are able to move on from high school with a full tool bag and a full heart. Amen.
When you invest your financial resources with a manager, you periodically ask for a check-in to make sure those resources are being used well. Today is a day that tells us, yes, St. Joseph's, everything that you choose to invest in our youth has an incredible payback and will continue as our years go on. Thank you, Greg.